This is PodTech News for Tuesday, October 3rd, 2006. I'm Jason Lopez at the ARM Developers Conference in Santa Clara, California. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at an all-time high of 11,727 today. The Dow jumped almost 57 points to attain the milestone. More on the Hewlett-Packard spying story. That private investigator HP hired to track down boardroom leaks apparently took notes from a former journalist on how to trick a CNET reporter, Don Kawamoto, into revealing where she got inside information. HP investigation personnel attempted to send an email with a phony news tip, with the email itself carrying an attachment with tracking software. In testimony before a congressional panel, HP CEO Mark Hurd said that he approved of the plan but did not remember whether it included using tracking technology. The plan did not ultimately work. Nokia has launched a new wireless standard called WBRI. PodTech's Catherine Girardot has the story.
The technology is capable of short-range, ultra-low-power connectivity, much like Bluetooth. But the two standards will probably not compete. Nokia says WBRI is aimed at small devices with miniature batteries, like watches and sports sensors. The handset maker says WBRI can operate off its own chip or from a chip with both WBRI and Bluetooth capabilities, so that a computer could communicate with a Bluetooth-enabled cell phone as well as a wristwatch. Supporters of the standard include brands like Broadcom, Epson, and Nordic Semiconductor. For PodTech News, I'm Catherine Girardot.
Here's some news about high-definition broadcasting and video. Sony announced today it will launch two Blu-ray disc recorders in time for Christmas, but you'll have to go to Japan to pick them up. And as for the other guys, HD DVD, things are happening there too. Hewlett-Packard and Toshiba released new external HD DVD drives. Both are USB 2.0. The companies did not say whether the drives would be available in the fourth quarter. With news on Nintendo, Sony, and other gaming topics, here's PodTech's Rio Pacino.
Nintendo raised its annual profit forecast by more than 20%. The Big N is now predicting its net profit for the entire business year, which ends March 2007, will be $850 million, up from its previous projection of $705 million. Nintendo credits the increase to stronger-than-expected sales of its DS portable gaming system and the anticipated launch of the Wii, which is scheduled to be released November 19th. Rival Sony announced pricing in Japan for its next-gen controller, now called the 6-axis. The newly named wireless PlayStation 3 controller will go on sale along with the console November 11th for 5,000 yen, or about $42 each. The NPD Group has released their latest PC software report, and it looks like Electronic Arts and THQ dominated NPD's list. LucasArts' LEGO Star Wars II: The Original Trilogy placed fourth on the list. Blizzard's ever-so-popular World of Warcraft placed third on NPD Group's list. And number two, another Sims game, The Sims 2 Glamour Life Stuff. And the top-selling PC game of the week, not EA, but THQ's Company of Heroes. This is Rio Pacino for PodTech News.
Nobel Prizes in Physics for 2006 have been awarded to two American scientists for their work supporting the Big Bang Theory. John Mather and George Smoot were instrumental in the Cosmic Background Explorer satellite program in the early 90s, which helped to strengthen the argument that the universe began about 15 billion years ago as a microscopic piece of matter. Launched in 1989, that Explorer satellite returned data on the mapping of background cosmic radiation. In 1992, the scientists published their findings and announced they had found primordial seeds. John Mather works at the NASA Goddard Space Flight Center in Maryland, and George Smoot is at the University of California at Berkeley. And speaking of cosmic radiation, now there's space yogurt. It's made by a Japanese dairy from the surviving bacteria in yogurt that was on board a Soyuz rocket earlier this year. When the contents returned from space, the dairy claims the yogurt only contained the strongest and richest bacteria. The yogurt makers weren't the first to suggest that cosmic radiation would improve a food product. Japanese sake makers previously sent yeast into space, hoping to produce a better alcoholic beverage. There are no rumors of Nobel Prizes, however. Again on Wall Street today, the Dow soared 57 points to close at an all-time high of 11,727. Other major indices were up. The NASDAQ gained 6 and the S&P was up 3, oil prices drop below $59 a barrel. This is Podtech News. I'm Jason Lopez.